So you started Shortcuts in Portugal, where you are also from. How did you get the idea to take this event to Amsterdam?
Well, the Shortcut started in Lisbon, as we already told. It was a need for the filmmakers to show their work, because it's difficult to be a filmmaker, especially nowadays. And when you are doing short films, it's even difficult. So with this need of people to know more filmmakers and for the filmmakers to have an audience, that's the beginning of a project like this. And the idea was so interesting and so attractive. Then suddenly a lot of cities around the world, especially in Europe, start to make Shortcuts as well. And when I moved to Amsterdam with my wife, we decided to start here as well. And we are doing this already for 4 years. It's been growing. A lot of filmmakers, a lot of audience. The quality of the films has been better and better as well. And now we have our annual awards, where we give the awards for the best film of the year, but also for best actor, best actress, best screenplay, best editing, and so on.
You said you moved from Lisbon to Amsterdam. How would you characterize the film scene in Amsterdam?
Well, it's let's see. We have a lot of good filmmakers, and that's very important. What I feel is that sometimes, or most of the times, there's not enough exposure for these filmmakers. Because they are recognized when they have the opportunity, for example, where their films are abroad or in other festivals, they are recognized by their value, but then it's difficult to break through to the scene. The Netherlands is not a very, very big country in terms of cinema industry, or industries, you may call it or not. So it's difficult to sometimes to progress. But what I've been seeing so far is that when they have the opportunity, because they are good, they go far. All right, so we tried with Shortcuts to help them as well in this path that is not easy to be a filmmaker. But yeah.
And now with Shortcuts, you focus on the short film. What makes a good short film?
There's no recipes.
Because if we're talking about short film, how short are we talking about?
For us, we don't accept films with more than 15 minutes for our competition. So, for several reasons, one of the reasons is that, for example, we have several partnerships with festivals and movie theaters and these kind of things, and we know this is how the market works. For example, if a movie theater wants to show a short film, cannot be longer than a certain length, normally 12-10 minutes more or less, because then they will have in the end of the day less sessions, because the sessions are bigger and they're going to have less commercials, and commercials is what brings some money as well for the movie theaters. So there's always this part as well. And for me, shorter the better. it's true. You can, if you have a good story and you know how to tell it, you don't need. What happens most of the times is that people try to make a feature film format in a short format. And for me, that's not a short film. A short film, you can go much more wild. You can explore much more. You don't need to just copy.
Yeah, it's really
format and make it smaller.
Really something else than from a bigger film. And so Monday, you already mentioned it as well, it's your annual award ceremony.
Yes.
What can we expect? What kind of event is this?
Well, it's an awards night, but we try to make a different kind of award ceremony because, well, we know that there's always a lot of nominees for each category. In our case, 4, and in 2 of the categories, we have 5 nominees. But only one person is going to win. So 75% of the room will be said. So we want, and we decided, and we've been doing this since the beginning, is that we invite a special guest to deliver the award, but not only to say that, and the winner is, because we are not the Oscars, this is not our goal to be like that. We want to inspire the new generation and the up and coming filmmakers to make good and better films and more relevant as well. So we ask our guests of honor before delivering the award for the category that they're chosen for, must deliver a speech of 3 minutes maximum to inspire all the room and all the filmmakers. So that we always ask the special guests to make a speech thinking of when they were young, what would they like to hear with the experience that they have now. So it's something like that. Yeah, we want to inspire the filmmakers. And for that, we invite several persons, international and international.
Yeah, can you mention some names?
Maybe? Yes, we have. So international, we have the Hungarian cult director, Pelatar, that is going to have an exposition at AI as well, starting next week, I think. We're going to have Stanley Kubrick's and Steven Spielberg producer Ian Arlam. He produced The Shining, Wise Blood Shut, Full Metal Jacket, Artificial Intelligence. So it's a good producer to be spot with, so to show their work. We're going to open the ceremony with a very important Dutch producer, Leontien Petit, that she produced, for example, The Lobster and Full Contact, for example. We have a documentary maker, Jos de Putter. Sorry, my Dutch is not very good sometimes, the names are not. We have Anne Barhorn, a scriptwriter. She made Adios Amigos. And Anne Motherfucker, sorry.
Yeah, Anne Motherfucker, yep.
Yeah. And every year we give a career award. In the first year, we gave the career award to George Slauser, that unfortunately is not with us anymore. On the second year, we gave to Jos Telling. Last year, we gave to Ruth Harauer. And Ruth Harauer actually is going to be our special guest as well this year to deliver the awards as well. But this year, we're going to give the career award to Peter Kuipers. And the reason why we are giving the award to Peter is because he announced this year that he is going to give up of directing and is just going to produce in producing a young talent. So for us, makes all the sense. And since he has just so many important titles for the Dutch cinema as well, like Van Gogh Laws and all these kind of things, we think it's a good career award to give at this time of his career as well.
So yeah, so you say you want to inspire these the filmmakers and not maybe focus too much on the fact that 75% doesn't win an award, but it's still an award show. So
there's always the ones that are better than others.
And could you say anything? Maybe that's a really hard question to you as the creative director. But do you have a personal favorite among the nominees?
Yes, I do. But I don't vote. So that's a good thing. We have a jury member. We have 13 jury members that vote every month for the winner of the month, and then in the end of the year they vote as well for the winners of in our award ceremony. We have. For example, René Wolf, the head programmer of I Film Museum, as a jury member. We have Claire Vandal from NFF as well. We have Roel René, the director of Michiel de Ruyter, is a jury member. Tiro Hernand is our jury as well. Ian Arland, the Kubrick's producer, he votes every month as well, and he voted this time as well. So these persons, not of course some of them, one or two will be present in this award ceremony, but we have more persons that vote every month. So that, in my opinion, I prefer this position. I'm in contact with the filmmakers. I can have my opinion. I can share it. But in the end, I don't have nothing to do with the end result. So I think it's a good place for me.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, thank you very much. And good luck on Monday.
And just one small thing. We still have, just a few tickets. So if someone wants to buy a ticket, we have around, I talked with I this afternoon, we had around 20 tickets still to sell. So if you want, please hurry up because they're going to sold out very soon.
That's great to hear. 20 tickets left. So if any listeners out there would like to be there on Monday, they can go to your website, I think, Shortcuts?
Yes, Shortcuts Amsterdam, Shortcuts with a Z in the end. Shortcutsamsterdam.com, And then you have all the info regarding our ceremony and our project as well. So if you have more curiosity about it,
great,
you can check everything.
They will. Well, thank you very much. Good luck on Monday.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a nice evening. Thank you.